Well, good day. Welcome to the world-famous Phil Henry Show here from the El Pacifico. And I say good day, good night, goodbye. No, anyway, welcome to the program here, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch and, you know, funny is her sister. And Bud Dickman, Robert Leonard, and Margaret Gray joins me this hour. We have Larry Grover on to talk this hour about the latest problems associated with George Zimmerman. Mr. Zimmerman, as you know, acquitted in, I don't want to go through the whole Trayvon Martin trial, but this guy Zimmerman, he's been arrested, and the allegation is there was an assault involving the father of his wife, and another allegation that he had a gun, and Larry Grover seems to be concerned. Larry is the president of Conservatives of Kern County. He'll be talking with us. It's funny how that entire case fell down along political, ideologic lines, as well as racial lines. If some things never change, and if you want to know the real heart and soul of the American body politic, there it is.
Yay. Well, why is he, hi.
Hi, Margaret Gray, folks.
Hello, everyone. Why is he applauding that?
Why were you applauding that, Bud?
I don't know, because you said body politic.
Oh, because he used a big word?
Not a big word.
Well, it's a big term. What does that mean?
Body politic is just the politics of the body of politics in the country.
Because the only time I ever heard it used was in Man for All Seasons. Never mind.
If you don't know what it means, Margaret, you can just ask.
You know, I had a very difficult weekend.
Margaret was playing Gargantua's Tea Room in San Francisco. What kind of a place is that?
Don't even ask me, all right?
Well, apparently, can I tell him this?
Go ahead.
She was playing Gargantua's Tea Room in San Francisco. She was singing a couple of sets, and there was a guy in the front row. Every time he said a word that had an S in it, there would be a whistle, right?
Yes, it was very, very distracting. And I started out, I was singing, I forget what I was singing, Begin the Begin. I think it was Begin the Begin.
What's that mean?
What?
What's the Begin?
To Begin the Begin. You don't know what that means.
Can we not get sidetracked on this right now?
Well, what don't you want to talk about?
Tell me about the guy with the whistling, but the Begin, you know.
It's the name of a song, Phil. It's very, very popular. Don't minimize it.
All right, well, what does it mean?
What does what mean?
What is Begin? To Begin it.
To be. So now you're laughing at me.
But look, I can't help but laugh.
Well, all I want to know is what a Begin.
I'm a liberal, but when you go Negro.
When I go what?
When, I'm sorry.
Boy, what a racist.
Yeah, no kidding.
I'm not being, when he went Negro.
What do you mean I went Negro? I said with a Begin.
I can't understand him. Don't you dare call me a racist.
Then don't start the show with a stupid comment like that. He went Negro.
You went white woman.
Oh my God, you're really getting angry, aren't you?
Yeah, you went all white on me.
How did I go all white on you?
Begin the Begin.
Begin the Begin. That's going all white.
I would say that is, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. That's white.
And you two idiots don't even know what it means, and you're saying I'm going white.
Well, it sounds white to me.
Yeah, it sounds white to me, too.
Well, all white.
Okay, Elmer Fudd.
Elmer Fudd.
Hey. You need to go to the toilet?
I'm going to go have a cigar.
All right. You're serious, huh?
Yes, where are the Roy Tens?
So funny.
Take it easy, will you? Are you serious?
Where are the Roy Tens, please?
They're in that box in the kitchen. God. Margaret's outside smoking a Roy Tan. She'll be right back. Begin the Begin. I can't help you with that, Bud. I don't know what, but that was the song she was singing when this guy started talking in the middle of her set. And apparently, see how I just said the word set?
Yeah.
Well, this guy, when he would say any word with S in it, that sound.
You mean like, yeah, that's what he said.
Okay, but I can't reproduce it. It would take quite a talented person to do that, but that was exactly what was happening. So every time he said the word S, and apparently the guy said the phrase, Susan and Sarah went and saw Slayer in Sarasota, something with a whole bunch of S's, and it drove her so nuts that she leaned over and said something, I guess, do you...
I'm having a cigar, thank you.
Are you outside?
Yes, I'm on the patio.
All right, well, I was going to, if I get the story wrong, You leaned over and told the guy...
Hold on. I leaned over. He was sitting in the front row. I said to him, I tell you what, why don't you run out and get some of that oral cement that people use when their teeth...
She's leaving now.
People use what?
When their teeth don't line up. There's some kind of a cement. I don't know. It's some kind of...
Yeah, you're not going to make a tooth? You can pour a fake tooth.
Pour a fake tooth. We're not talking about a concrete construction job here. So anyway, that's what she said to the guy, and that prompted her. She walked off the stage, is what she did. She walked out of the gig and came back. And I'm telling the story. Why? Because I read about it on Facebook. Why? Because I wanted to know what was happening. Why? Because she wouldn't call and tell me. And why am I talking about it now? Because she's out smoking a Roytan.
But what about talking about Roytan or why now?
I'm not smoking that what? Look at Robert, excuse me, honey, I'm not smoke, and I appreciate you getting that box of White Owls, Robert, but I have not sunk yet to the level of smoking a turd. All right?
Smoking a turd. Thank you very much. So if we were ever going to get any sponsorship money out of White Owl, which I doubt very much that we would because it's a tobacco product, are we allowed to... By the way, that's an interesting thing. Not too interesting to you guys, but it is to me. Just the other day, and not too long ago, maybe 8 months ago, I noticed that there are now ads for liquor. There's ads for alcohol on television. Did you see that?
What about?
That was something that was prohibited for the longest time. For decades, they didn't allow the advertising of alcohol. At least not on television. I heard on radio. That was it. I heard an ad for a whiskey. I think it was Maker's Mark on a sports show. So let the dollars begin to roll, man. The Phil Henry Show is wide open to that kind of advertising. Don Julio, let's go, baby. I've been propping your product for years, years and years, and the time is now for Reagan.
We didn't have time now for Reagan.
I'm just kidding around. That was the slogan they used to use for Ronald Reagan, okay? So Don Julio, the Widow de Sanchez Sangrita, Heineken beer, I don't care. All of that, all of the alcohols that I have used to batter my brain cells, I now believe should be used to support this program economically. It's the world famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Now, our website at philhenryshow.com provides you a daily podcast of the show. In fact, we also do little announcements hither and thither. We did an announcement on our website this afternoon that I would be holding forth during the pre-show on a particular topic of interest in the broadcast community, kind of inside baseball stuff, but nonetheless, something that I was talking about. And we do that a lot. And if you want to know what's happening inside the world of broadcasting, inside the world of the Phil Henry Show, who's pissing us off, who we want to just strangle, why I want to commit suicide from any day to the next, all you have to do is get yourself a backstage pass and you can watch our pre-show. And one of the things I know our good friend Gigi over there on Twitter, she said, why don't you make the audio of the pre-show available on Phil Henry Radio? Well, we'll see about that, Gigi. If we can't start making some money soon, we'll consider all options. Nonetheless, it's over there at philhenryshow.com, backstage pass, and also 5,000 hours of our audio archives available to you as well. We're going to come back with Larry Grover and the latest in the George Zimmerman saga here at philhenryshow.com and the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
White Owl is smoking a turd.
Yeah. Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show every night here until 10 o'clock on the West Coast and 1 a.m. on the East Coast. News Talk and Entertainment and knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch. We also have a thing called Funny on this show, which is her sister. And on occasion, they do go out together. And on occasion, they do wind up taking a lot of guys for a ride.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. I was trying to tie that together, and it just ain't working. It ain't working at all, man. Like a lot of things, just don't come together at all. Larry Grover joins us. We're going to get into the George Zimmerman story. There was a behind-the-scenes story in radio happening over the weekend that I've been a little bit sidetracked by. Not sidetracked. I've been consumed with the news of, and that was the implosion, the complete and utter implosion and destruction of a radio company which will be unnamed. And the reason why I am not going to name it is so that I don't have a man that I respect immensely, but nonetheless I think he's wrong in this issue. I don't run afoul of Larry Grover. He is with us. I hope that meets with your approval, Larry.
Oh,
you know, it's not my place, Phil, to tell you how to do your show, but I think that I'm very good friends with the individuals that run that company, and I think you've said some very unfair things.
Well, I don't want to get into it, you know. I don't want to get it, because if I start talking about this...
Well, we're not talking about the company, and I don't want to get into it either. And so the fact that you're not mentioning the name of the company, I think it's good. I like those people. They must have had their reasons for shutting the operation down to the extent that they have. My understanding is they haven't shut it down completely, that there will be one or two employees showing up.
Are they getting paid?
See, that's the kind of thing, and I want to just tell the audience right now, there's a lot that you're not going to be informed about here, folks, if Phil and I talk about this. That's the kind of thing that I think is unfair.
No, it's not unfair. I'm just asking, are they getting paid?
Again, that's the kind of question that is designed to anger, I think, Phil, is a very good word, the principals.
What do I care whether I'm angering the principals? It's a simple question. Are people, the people that are still working there, are they getting paid?
All right, and now you're starting to anger me. Why do you ask, are they getting paid?
When you work for a company, do you get paid?
Yeah, but I don't understand. What's the point of your question? Maybe, you know, the company... Why are you asking that?
Are they getting paid, man? You know, if you're still working for a company and you're not being paid, then you're not really working for that company. You're volunteering for some effort that is not even a company. I don't know what you describe it as, you know.
Huh?
Never mind. Forget it.
I just think if you stay away from that topic, you're going to be a lot better off as a broadcaster, because I think there's some very important people there that could harm you.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, you don't think so?
No, I don't. No, I don't. I don't. And in fact, if there's been any harm, it's already happened, okay? Some important people that could harm me.
Oh, boy, you really think you think your stuff doesn't smell. All right, that's okay.
No, I don't think that. I just know who's important and who isn't, man, and there ain't any important people that can harm me. What about George Zimmerman, okay?
What about him?
Isn't that what you wanted to talk about?
Oh, yeah. Well, it was a 911 call to George Zimmerman's wife. See, let me tell you why I'm sorry that I'm thinking about this other thing. I was going to do a talk show for that company, and you and your big mouth, I just...
Me and my big mouth what? Did I screw it up for you? No, I didn't. I didn't make the announcement that we're not doing business anymore. I'm not the guy that said that, you know, this and that and something else.
Well, you and the other entities mentioned, I wish I could...
I don't want to talk about it. You were going to do a talk show for them?
I don't want to talk about it. You were going to do a talk show. What do you want to do? Talk about my talk show or not talk about it?
Just the answer to that question. Were you going to do a talk show for them?
I was promised a talk show, yeah. We're trying to bring back the conservative point of view. What's wrong with talk radio is the conservative point of view has been watered down, because now you have the conservative point of view, which is the really solid and important conservative point of view. And then you have the watered-down conservative point. There's two conservative points of view, and there's a third that's now arising. And it's none of the conservative points of view that are on talk radio right now are being adequately addressed, and so there needs to be a very solid and direct conservative point of view.
Oh, okay, so we'll have four conservative points of view.
And that's supposed to mean what, that there's too many conservative points of view?
Four? Where's the liberal or progressive point of view?
Give me a... What do you call Stephanie... Who's Stephanie and Randy? What are they?
Yeah, you know what's interesting about you, Larry?
No, seriously. Who's Stephanie and Randy?
Stephanie Miller and Randy Rhodes.
Do they work together?
No, two different shows.
All right.
Oh, that doesn't mean two different liberal points of view. Look at Larry. If you are telling me there's four conservative points of view in talk radio represented today...
No, there's three. There needs to be four. That's why I need to get on the air as a real conservative, because the other conservatives... Well, you know, you and that smart-ass point of view you've got...
The other conservatives are not representing the conservatives well, so we need another conservative point of view. Well, I'm glad to hear that there's going to be another conservative radio show on the air. Now, the liberal point of view is being represented... How many different liberal points of view are there?
I think that there are a number of liberal points of view being represented on talk radio. And I think that for you to say that there isn't...
Well, give me the different points of view.
Well, I think one of the liberal points of view wouldn't say that he's a liberal, but he's representing, I think, the liberal point of view is the Sean Hannity show, and I'm not saying he's a liberal, but he's getting more liberal, all right?
Sean Hannity's getting more liberal.
Well, it's Sean Hannity. There's a couple of them. I think he's not as liberal as some, but Sean Hannity...
So now what you're doing here, Larry, is you're taking a conservative and you're saying, well, he's really not, he's a liberal. How many liberals are on the air in talk radio? Give it to me. Come on, lay it on me.
Don't tell me what to do.
He's asking... God.
What are you choking on that Roitan?
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, I figure the Roitan's a lot thicker than...
Come on, will you?
How dare... You know, if you were here, Larry, there wouldn't be much left of what you've got below the waist, and there ain't much there.
Yeah, go smoke another White Owl.
It was a Roitan.
Larry, what's up with you?
I don't like the idea that you screwed me out of a talk show.
I didn't do anything to that company up there. They did it to themselves. Larry Grover is referring to, folks.
Yeah, Larry Grover is referring to, folks, the fact there was a very vibrant broadcast company that was syndicating radio shows that doesn't exist any longer because Henry and his big fat mouth and people like him.
I'm telling you right now, you thinking that I had anything to do with the closure of any company in broadcasting in this or any other day of this year, you must be high on some mixture of chemicals, friend, because it just didn't happen. I got nothing to do with the way anybody does business other than the fact that I may be a part of their business plans. I.e., they syndicate my show.
Aha! So you are saying that the fact that they syndicated your show...
I'm saying I want to do what you said, not talk about it. You agreed to do a radio show for them?
Yeah, they were talking about they were going to put me on the air. It was going to be the Larry Grover take, and it was a chance for me to finally bust out of what I'm doing, which is working at a print shop.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm truly sorry. And all I can do is tell you that I'm sure there will be other opportunities. But, I will question this whole need for another conservative point of view. Margaret's coming back in. You can't just keep walking in out of here, Margaret.
I was choking on the Roitan, and if I hear one crack out of anyone about the thickness of a Roitan, it's a cigar, thank you.
No, I know it's a cigar. I know that, Margaret. You said something about White Owl, and I know that White Owl is a bit thicker and wider in the middle.
All right.
She's leaving again.
That's right.
What are you leaving for?
I don't like the smart-ass comment.
Will you knock it off, Larry?
I didn't do anything. I said that the White Owl was thicker in the middle.
And you know full well that that's exactly what I had mentioned about Frank when I was drunk.
What?
We were at a party together one night, and we were joking about...
You were joking about what? The audience is out there wondering...
We were joking about people.
You're joking about a guy's private area. Yikes!
Anyway, she said Frank was... And I said wider, and I didn't... I had no idea that... I forgot we'd even mentioned it.
Wider in the middle?
Yeah.
All right, Larry Grover, do you have anything on George Zimmerman?
What's that supposed to mean?
Do you want to talk about him?
Yes, I want to talk. George Zimmerman apparently now is the victim of a... let's get into this George Zimmerman. The sooner I can get away from this discussion of Frank Gray's penis...
Thank you very much. We were able to avoid actually using the word, and you just did.
Well, I mean, she's talking about wits.
Well, naturally, we're going to think of Frank, aren't we?
I will. And that doesn't mean what you're thinking.
Yeah, sure. Every time you hear about wit, you think about Frank. Ooh, Frank. Ow!
Bud, I'm going to keep belting you.
In a 911 call, George Zimmerman's wife can be heard telling police Monday that Zimmerman was sitting in a car outside her home with his hand on his peanut... I mean, his hand on his gun.
All right, let's just slow down for a minute.
Yeah.
Slow down. Let's just take a deep breath here and take a break, and we'll get back into the George Zimmerman topic when we come back from the break, okay?
Why? Because I said the word...
All right, we are going to take a break here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
What?
Nothing. I just don't... You know, every time someone says something, you're over there with the laugh track. Larry Grover on the line with us is going to be talking with us about this latest in the saga of George Zimmerman, and apparently Mr. Zimmerman has been arrested or was arrested, and I don't know. We'll find out. Now, what has this got to do with anything? Well, I think it goes to something that people brought up a lot during the Martin trial, and that was criminality. They kept talking about Martin as a thug. And this guy Zimmerman, I don't see him as much better, personally, but then all he had was a gun that night. Martin was, he was armed with Skittles. So, world-famous Phil Henry Show, our number is 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445, and we're online at philhenryshow.com. Back with Larry Grover. Maybe we'll talk about George Zimmerman. Maybe we'll talk about Larry's talk show. Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. On the line with me is Larry Grover, and, of course, we also have in studio Bud Dickman, Robert Leonard, and Margaret Gray is back from smoking her Roytan. I don't think I'm wrong in saying that.
I like to smoke a cigar. It helps relax me when I'm being... And Phil, it's interesting, and I just want to say this to the audience. The week is not minutes old, and I'm being assaulted.
No one's assaulting you.
Yes, they are. I asked a simple question at the beginning. What about, I forget what I asked, but I know I was assaulted.
Yeah, you know you were assaulted. Let me get, Larry, you there?
Yeah, right here. The comment that Margaret's making, I think, is correct in that so far as, in that so far as, that doesn't sound right.
In that as so far?
No, in so far as that.
Well, I out of principle, I'm not believing you. What is it?
Wait,
what does that mean?
I just, in principle, I'm not, because I think you're leading everybody down some road that is going to wind up everyone being the butt. And when I say butt, I mean literally ham pressed.
God!
Well, I do. But Henry is going to make everyone the pressed ham of a joke. Let me put it that way.
What? Why am I being blamed right off the bat here this week because of problems that you guys are having? You two shared a joke at a party one night about the width of something.
Don't do it, Phil.
Whoa, wait a minute. No. You know, you don't do it. You don't do it.
Well, I didn't bring it up.
Yeah, somebody brought up something that I didn't bring up, and it had to do with the width of a cigar, and the next thing I know, she's walking out because she thinks you're referring to Frank's you-know-what because the two of you were joking about it at a party.
I mentioned my husband's you-know-what at a party in an adult setting and the width, and Larry, I remember standing there drooling like an imbecile.
Oh, so I was drooling. Is that it?
Yes, that's it. And then tonight you say, hey, Margaret, how's the width on that white owl? As if I'm somehow having oral sex with a bird. I didn't know what you meant.
I'm talking about the cigar.
I know that now.
Oral sex with a bird.
He's talking about the cigar.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I thought he was talking about because you mentioned Roytan. Why are we even discussing this?
Because the two of you have got, you've got filth packed between your ears.
Look, all I've, Phil, I make my case to you.
How about this? How about you just be quiet?
Well, that's no...
Just be quiet.
Yep.
Be quiet. We're going to get back on target with George Zimmerman. No more Roytan, no more parties, no more, you know...
What are you parties? Are you from Canada or something?
Yeah, you sounded like that little model when she says, so go check it out. Remember that little girl that you... Well, don't look at me, Phil.
What are you talking about?
Talk about that little kid, Taylor.
That little model from Canada?
Yeah, let's go. I'll go check it out.
Well, whatever, man. Will you cats stay on point, for God's sake? You sound like that model. We're going to be talking about YouTube and 16-year-old skinny models from Canada, and then the next thing you know, you guys will be indicting me for some kind of kiddie porn. You know, I know how this game ends. I know where this goes, okay? What are you looking at?
I'm just staring at you in disbelief.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, you're getting all upset and everything.
God, I can't believe it. I'm slack-jawed.
Thank God. You said that. I didn't. I said that to her one night.
Okay, I had to hang up on him because I can see her getting pissed.
Wait, is he at home? Because I'm going to call him.
What are you angry about?
The slack-jawed crack.
He said she could unhinge your jaw.
Shut up! Where are you going, Margaret?
I'm calling his house.
I can only apologize, ladies and gentlemen, for the... We were going to talk about George Zimmerman. We were going to very, very briefly refer to the implosion of a major broadcast company, the identity of which I don't feel like mentioning. We were going to talk about that, and I decided not to. And now I have any manner of... Larry Grover is back on the line. Larry?
Yeah.
Okay, where's Margaret?
I'm in the office here. I called Larry on the extension. Now, I want to get some things straight. Did you make a joke as you were driving me home that night about my jaw coming unhinged?
I was talking about the rattlesnake of the American Southwest and how it can unhinge its jaw, yes.
And did you not make that comment after I had mentioned a certain man's wit? Did you or did you not, Grover? Because if you don't start talking...
Yes, I did.
Now do you understand, Phil?
Why you walked out?
Yes, why I walked out.
I'm going to tell you, Margaret, nobody said anything about a jaw coming unhinged. I heard slack jaw.
Well, slack jaw, isn't that the same thing?
No, slack jaw is when you're surprised by something.
And I'm the guy that said it. I thought...
No, she said it.
I said slack jaw so I could preempt him saying the jaw coming unhinged, because I thought we were still talking about wit.
You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna kill somebody. I don't know who, but I'm gonna kill someone. Tonight it'll happen. Tonight I kill. Tomorrow I go inside for it. But tonight I kill.
You know, nobody thinks you're funny.
Are you serious?
No, I'm not, but I gotta say something that is going to create some sort of a catharsis, something that's going to free me from the feelings I am having right now about just shutting this whole shit. You talk about shutting down companies. You talk about shutting down broadcast concerns. This is one that I feel like shutting down tonight. I'm trying to talk about something in the new, and we're talking about a jaw coming unhinged? What is that about?
Well, I'm talking about if you're a woman and your jaw can come...
Oh, I understand, Robert. You don't have to... I'm being facetious. Do you understand facetious?
Yeah, except facetious was the guy who was a cook on that Western. Remember that guy?
Yeah. Facetious Bo Peep?
Facetious Bo Peep. I never heard of that guy. You talking about Bo Cephas?
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show, our number here is 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. We're online at philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. I believe we've got a call in now to Frank Gray, because why don't we just dig this hole deeper?
I requested it, Phil.
Great. And I also, for the first time in a long time, Bud, I want to talk to David G. Hall. So when you get a chance, call him up, okay?
Wait.
Yeah, you seem to be able to get him on the phone really fast at other times, so get him on the line right now, if you don't mind. Frank Gray joining us from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Frank, how are you this evening? I'm sorry to bother you.
Oh, it's all right. How are you doing?
Good. Frank, Margaret is here, and apparently there was a comment made at a party one night having to do with slack jaw or a jaw coming unhinged or something.
Frank, do you remember that? I'm on the phone in the other office. I refuse to go into the studio until I calm down. And besides, I'm having to dab myself dry with some paper towels that are in here.
Oh, God, you didn't do it again, did you?
Yes, I did.
Dab herself what?
And get the paper towel.
All right, well, what's going on?
Okay, well, Margaret?
Well, Frank, you understand that I'm having to dab myself dry, don't you?
All right, enough of that, okay? I heard you.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to my husband. All right, Frank?
I understand that. Do you understand that Mr. Henry is trying to run a radio show and all you're doing to her is making it more difficult?
I know that, Frank, but I got very upset when Larry Grover was on the phone. Larry, are you there?
I'm right here.
All right. Did you not say that I unhinged my jaw when I first met Frank?
No, I did not say that at all.
Oh, my God. You've got to be kidding.
You said that.
No, I did not say that.
Are you talking about the whole wit thing?
Why are we talking about this?
Who's this?
Phil Henry, the host of the show. Get out of here, all of these people. Who told you to put him on the phone with her, with Larry? Who told you?
I thought that'd be the best way to figure it out.
This whole radio show starting this week out, we'll never recover from this. This is bizarre.
Why, because of the subject matter?
Forget the subject matter. I don't even know what it is we're talking about. That's the point. The wit and the unhinging of a jaw and a guy. Was this a party they were at this weekend?
I think it's several weeks old. I think Mr. Grover, let me get Larry back on. Can I get him back on?
Pull Larry Grover's line up. Only Larry Grover, please. I don't want to talk to anybody else, if you don't mind.
Yeah, which line is it?
I don't know. Larry?
Yeah, Larry Grover here. Look, Phil, I heard what you were saying off the air. We were driving home from a party. It was 3 weeks ago. I was taking Margaret home because she had apparently been throwing up, and Frank got so disgusted that he went on home ahead of her. He said, somebody here, I said, I will. At that time, somebody mentioned something. It must have been either me or her, because we were the only two in the car, about a jaw, a snake and a jaw, you know, coming unhinged. And I said, well, is that because of the width joke? And
let me ask you a question. I got to get this out of the way, okay?
What's that?
Let me ask a question. I got to get out of the way. You were not inappropriate with her at all, were you?
Oh, my God. How dare you mention...
Were you inappropriate with that woman at all?
No, I wasn't.
All right, I just got to be clear because I don't know where this is going. Why are you talking about this stuff?
Because she said to me, hey, Larry, hick, she was drunk. Remember when I made the joke about width? And I said, yeah. She said, have you ever seen a rattlesnake's jaw come unhinged? I said, no. She said, well, stick around because the show's about to start when I get home if Frank's there. And then she passed out. That's great, Phil.
Oh, come on, man.
You want Margaret on the phone?
No, I do not want her on the phone. No, I do not. Is she still in the office?
I think she drove. She went out smoking another cigar.
Good. You keep smoking those cigars, Margaret. Hang on the line there, Larry. That's the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life. That's the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life. Hey, Larry, remember when we were talking about width back there at the party? Yeah. Well, have you ever seen a rattlesnake snake's jaw come unhinged? No, I haven't. Well, stick around. The show's about to start. And then she passed out. Oh, man. Welcome back to the... welcome back. Yeah, welcome back. Welcome back to the Earth, Phil. Thank you. You're welcome. What a week we got ahead of us. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. PhilHenryShow.com. 855-500-7445. 855-500-7445. Is there anything really to talk about regarding George Zimmerman that's going to be more interesting than what we're talking about right now? I doubt it highly. We'll be back. World famous Phil Henry Show. Ooh. World famous Phil Henry Show. Our number is 855-500-7445. 855-500-7445. Okay, you want me to stop pussyfooting around, huh?
I think you have to just get right to it, because I've been hiding in another room. Frank has been on. He doesn't even know what he's talking about. We're talking about my own husband. Excuse me for saying this. We are talking about my own husband's penis. And he has no idea.
Well, Margaret, that's not my fault or anybody's fault. You people. And yes, I'm saying you people. So if you think it's racist, you go right ahead.
Don't talk about me, though. They're talking about you. Let's talk about the white people.
Yes, I'm talking about the white people. Brought it up. Now, you know, what we're going to do here is we're going to put this on hold, this topic, because really what we've been dancing around the entire hour is some radio broadcast news. I don't want to be inside baseball on this. We're going to get on David G. Hall, who is the vice president of syndication. David?
I don't mean to, I don't want to criticize Phil. You just said inside baseball.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Okay. That's great. Hey.
Yay!
I said inside bizball. Sorry.
Why are you being a smartass about it?
Yes, why are you doing that, Phil?
Margaret, I'm talking to David now.
Well, excuse me.
Yeah. Why am I... What?
Why are you being... I said you... I heard you go, it's too inside bizball. I thought I'd,
Yeah, you know, we do far too much pointing out of little tiny problems here. The big problems we ignore. Now, you called in because you want to talk about this thing that we've been pussyfooting around with here for the last hour, which was the collapse of a major broadcast company today in the news across the country, and you don't want me to mention the name of that company.
No, I don't, because they're friends of mine, very deep, close, personal friends, guys that I party with, guys that I've known. I admire them, and I admire them greatly.
Okay, fine. What do you want to talk about?
I think it's wrong for you to say that these are individuals that... didn't pay people, and maybe they didn't, and I think what you have to do with the audience is out there, you're on the air, right?
Yes, am I on the air?
Yes, he's been on the air for almost an hour, David.
I'm sorry, I thought we were taping. Well, then let me say to your audience that's out there right now, folks, when companies shut down, sometimes we, because I feel I do, I'm part of them, the guys that own companies. I've got more in common with guys that own companies than I have in common with people that work for them, which is, there's nothing wrong with that, but I would rather be the guy that owns the company. And when we shut a company down and we don't pay you, there are very good reasons for that. And I think if you understood the American economy, and if you understood how capitalism works, sometimes you need to just stay the course. You need to be as strong as you can be. You need to hang in and pitch while they are recapitalizing and repositioning.
Does that mean you have to continue working without money?
It means, and let's put it a different way. So it's a good question, but let's put it a different way. Does it mean that you are allowed to maintain your association with a major American company? Yes, it does. Does it mean you maintain your position relative to other positions and executive spots and so forth with a major American company? Yes, it does.
But you're not getting paid. The question that was brought up, the comments that were made, the issue at hand is that you have people, quote, working for you, end quote, and they're not being paid.
You are volunteering for a major capital effort. And
you're volunteering now.
Yeah, you're volunteering. I can't have the conversation if you're going to be sarcastic, though.
I'm just asking. You're volunteering.
You're volunteering. You're making the comment that because this company that shut down today had people working for free is somehow morally wrong. Is that right?
I think if you know that you're going to shut your company down and then you decide to not pay people for certain things that they're supposed to be paid for certain things that you said you would pay them for, and you've decided that you won't do that, I think, yes, you are asking your people to therefore work for free. You're basically violating the agreement that you have with them.
Well, you know, Phil, I think you're stepping into some very, very dicey legal ground here.
Well, you told me this.
What I told you was the following thing.
You told me that they were not given their severance.
Whoa, there, sunshine. Hold on for a minute. What I said was this. I said, these people are very fortunate. Their positions with this major broadcast company, the syndicator, and they used to syndicate your show, Phil, so, you know, have a little, you know, it's time to give back. And
time to give back?
Yes, it's time to give back to an industry that's been good to you.
That's a hot one, man. Good to me?
Yes, good for the most part.
No, it's not time. I already gave back, okay? I got nothing more to give back.
I think it's time to have a little respect and to say thank you, broadcast industry, and, you know, company XYZ that we won't mention, for the effort that you made
at wrecking my show.
Wow.
That's right, at wrecking my show.
Wow. You really said that, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I said that. Thank you very much for wrecking my radio show.
Well, that hurts. On behalf of the people that I know at that company, that hurts a lot. That hurts, and I'll be surprised if you don't get sued.
For what?
Well, you just said that they wrecked your show.
Yeah, so what are they going to sue me for?
For
For what? For giving an opinion? For making a statement? I haven't even mentioned the company.
Well.
You know, David, the problem with you and other radio broadcast guys...
Oh, here we go again, folks. Phil Henry's about to give his big speech on the radio industry and what's wrong and what's right with it. Henry, you can't buck history. You can't buck the odds. You can't go against the monolith. You can't go against guys that got more money, that make more money in an hour than you'll ever see in your life. You can't go against guys like that. You understand that, don't you?
Yes, I understand that. I understand that.
You do understand that.
What are you talking about, Mr. Henry? You're saying you got to stand up for the little guy.
You do, but some battles are suicidal. Just so you know, bud, some battles you go into knowing you're not going to make it to the top of the hill.
Well, get a load of the Charge of the Light Brigade, will you?
What are you getting at, Henry?
I don't think it's the charge. Yeah, the Charge of the Light Brigade. You just made a very good comparison there, Margaret.
Why? Because it was a suicidal charge?
Exactly. Exactly.
So you're saying to Bud...
You're telling me you can't fight City Hall, and everybody says that.
Yeah, man, I always say you can't fight City Hall.
You can't fight City Hall. You'll die trying. Let me tell you what happens. When you try to fight the big guys, you'll lose. You will lose. Oh, sure, I know all about the movie of the week endings. I know all about the odd guy that succeeds. You want to know why that guy succeeded? Because there's 100 guys ahead of him that got shot down before they hit the top of the hill. That's what's got to happen before anybody succeeds against the machine. That's all there is to it. That's all there is to it. Unless you find a benefactor or someone that says, you know something, I'm going to back you up. You're right. That's where people succeed in this world. But You know, you may be right. Right is not might, and might is right.
What?
I said.
Did might is right.
Who is?
Might. I'm going to.
I didn't know what you're saying.
He clenched his fist. He clenched his fist, David. I want that on the record.
All right, Henry. That's the third time that you've clenched your fist when you've been talking about me. And
I'm not talking about you right now, David. He clenched his fist and he was looking at me.
I wasn't looking at you. I was looking at your breasts.
Well, that's what I mean. See, right there. Right there, David.
All right, that is actionable. I'd like you in my office still after the show.
Are you going to be there or are you home asleep?
I'll be at home asleep, but why don't you get
Put him on hold. We'll be right back. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show here at 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. Be in my office after the show. You going to be there? No. But I'd like you to be there anyway. So that's where that's at, folks. I guess what we take away from that little conversation is, you know, you cannot fight City Hall. You can't fight the big boys. You can't fight, you just got to do what you can do, bud, and then hope for the best.
Well, that sounds, I'd rather swallow poison.
Yeah, me too.
All right, be my guest.
There's some under the sink.
There's some Clorox under the sink. All right, we'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show.